Bet365 is paying out before the final whistle.
Check out Bet365's unrivaled early payout offer. When you bet on a team to win and they take a 17-point lead, you get paid no matter the final score. Forget the final whistle and start counting that cash. Hold up. You get early payout on parlays, too.
Download the app and see why it's never ordinary at Bet365. Gambling problem? Call 1-800-GAMBLER. 21 plus only. Must be physically located in Ohio. T&Cs apply.
Not coming from Brent Veach and Andy Reid, and it's not coming from Sean McVay. It's coming from the Cleveland Browns. And yeah. You're seeing exactly
you know
what
why
people
it's not,
outside of Cleveland
you know,
think of the Browns, outside of Browns.
You know
fans.
Why it's not coming from those guys? Because they didn't draft him. They didn't want him to begin with. This was the one team that wanted him, and they're telling you he's behind. Maybe it's not a grand conspiracy. Maybe everybody is right, and the Shador fans, you wackos. Maybe it's your guy is just not ready. Maybe you got to come to grips with it.
The Ken Carmen Show with Anthony Lima on Apple Podcasts, Spotify, and wherever you get your podcasts.
This is You Better You Bet with Nick Costos, Femi Abebefe, and the crew on the BetMGM Network. Make it legendary.
Reminder to our listeners and viewers, submit your best bet for tonight, either in Yankees Red Sox or with the Niners and the Rams. YouTube.com/@TheBetMGM Network, Twitch.tv/TheBetMGM Network. Type it in the chat, your best bet for tonight. Type in really whatever you want in the chat. If it's good enough, we'll talk about it. Mike Brown will put it on the screen. Bill Zimmerman will shout you out and read your bet next hour on the show. So again, your best bet for either Yankees, Red Sox, or Rams, Niners. Could be a side, could be a total, could be a prop. YouTube or Twitch, we'll read them next hour on the show. We want all our listeners and viewers to go for the end zone without breaking a sweat. With today's Pro Football No Sweat Token, you'll get your stake back in bonus bets if your wager doesn't win. Make it legendary with BetMGM. Download the app and please gamble responsibly. And don't forget to download and subscribe to You Better You Bet in podcast form. Just search You Bet wherever you find your podcasts. Femi, before we get back to some more things, Feels like the San Diego Padres have made a grievous error. Ooh. They have let Pete Crow Armstrong get hot. PCA, single with the bases loaded. Yeah, single with the bases loaded, only scores one run. So the Cubs lead 1-0 in the bottom of the second in the do-or-die elimination game against the Padres. Yu Darvish already out of the game. Doesn't even make it through two innings. Estrada, in the long-storied postseason career of Yu Darvish, another failure. Estrada in the game now facing Dansby Swanson with the bases loaded and nobody out. So the Cubs with a royal opportunity to blow this game open here in the bottom of the second. The Tigers up 6-1 on the Guardians in the bottom of the eighth. The Guards do have men on second and third with one out, so a chance by Cleveland to cut into this lead. We'll see if they're able to do so. We'll keep you updated here on You Better You Bet. But Femi, the baton to you to continue on with things.
Yeah, let's get back to all the stuff that we have to talk about in the world of sports. Jake, what do we have up next?
The other thing!
All right, your quarterback, Nick, Jackson Dart, was talking to the media earlier this week, asked about, hey, do you have an extra motivation with the New Orleans Saints passing on you in the NFL draft? He says there's always a chip on your shoulder. Jackson Dart taking this thing personal, as he always does, and saying that he's got the chip on his shoulder with every game. But I'll ask you the simple question. Who wins on Sunday, Giants or the Saints?
You know this. We talked about this earlier in the week. I think the Saints are going to win. I bet the Saints on Sunday night when they were dogs in the game.
I think I like your team.
Okay, how about this? Here's a better question. Since you asked me a question that I've answered already this week, let me ask you a question that hasn't been answered. Why do you like the Giants to beat the Saints?
I think they have the best unit in the game with the defense. I think the Giants' defensive line against Spencer Rattler is going to be a problem. And I do think that for some reason, like Jackson Dart, like the passing wasn't that great. I thought he was just pretty mediocre in the game. And that's putting it kindly. Like, I don't think he's that good. But he's also a young quarterback.
They have no receivers
good.
Also. I don't even know if I want to, like, bag on him. Neighbors gets hurt. We'll see what the plan looks like this week, knowing that Neighbors is out. But I don't like the Giants in the game.
Yeah, but I think his mobility, though, I think is what I like in this game. Like, I think him using his legs, being able to move the chains that way, and I think New Orleans just might be terrible. And, like, Brian Daboll's on the hot seat. I think he's a better head coach than Kellen Moore. I'll just say that right now. I've never really been a big Kellen Moore person, so I do like the New York Giants at plus money to win this game.
The Saints have been competitive in three of the four losses, to be fair, to Kellen Moore.
As big dogs. Now it's must win. Like, expectation to win the game. I don't want that with New Orleans. Okay. Maybe they can keep games close, but not with these kind of expectations. Jake, what do we have up next?
One more stinking thing. Hey!
Hey.
Hey! The SEC, that's what's hey. I feel like it's as wide open as
Dansby
ever.
Dansby Swanson just got walked, I believe, with the bases loaded.
Hey,
Cubs up 2-0.
There you go. You know, walk or hit. It all works for us. Let's go, Cubbies. The SEC in college football, I think, is as wide open as I can remember. Like, Alabama's hosting Vandy this weekend. We all heard Kanish's thoughts on that game. Texas taking on Florida in the Swamp. Those two games at the 3:30 Eastern time slot. In your opinion, who's the best team in the SEC? We got Bama, Texas, Georgia still lurking, Trinidad with Ole Miss. Who's the best team in the SEC?
I actually, I would have said LSU, but I can't say LSU anymore after what happened last week and Garrett Nussmeier not playing well. I think Ole Miss has tremendous upside. By the way, double for the Guardian, scores 2 runs, 6-3 now in the bottom of the 8th.
I'm going to leave that game off.
2 outs, man on second. Yeah, Femi's got the guards. Going to leave this off here and try and a little superstition to get the Guardians back in this one. 6-3 game in the bottom of the 8th, Tigers and the guards. I think Ole Miss has tremendous upside if Trinidad Chambliss, gold all on his watch, gold all on his chain, etc. If he's going to keep playing like this, then Ole Miss, I think, potential through the roof. I think the answer might actually be Texas. And I can't wait to see this game on Saturday with Texas and Florida. And if Arch Manning can come, because it's, look, since the Ohio State game, Texas has been beating up on cupcakes, right? Little sisters of the poor.
Yep.
Let's see how Arch Manning does against Florida's defense this week. I don't think I'm going to bet that game. I think if I did, I'd actually lay Texas, and I know a lot of people, I think you like Florida plus the points. I think I'd lay Texas. I think Texas is the answer. We'll find out one way or another when that game's over on Saturday with Texas and Florida. I will begrudgingly say Texas for right now.
I wonder, is there a chance that it's actually Oklahoma? And I have dumped on Brent Venables all throughout his head coaching tenure.
Yeah, I'm
awesome,
not a Venables
DC,
guy.
But as a head coach, not a Venables guy. But their defense has been sick this year. And Mateer's going to come back at some point. Some people think maybe even Red River. I think that's a little ambitious. But maybe it's in about 3 weeks or so. If they can just kind of keep the ship afloat, maybe just lose to Texas in a competitive game, get Mateer back, and then start rolling again. Mateer has been good. He's really good, and he takes them to another level. They're 12-1 to win the SEC. I want to see if Mateer plays in Red River, but I actually think Oklahoma might be in this conversation in about a month or so.
You're going to want to bet Oklahoma if Mateer plays against Texas.
Yes. Yeah. If Mateer plays against Texas, I'm taking Oklahoma. Yeah.
Oh, I love it.
I think that defense against Arch Manning, Arch's got to show it. He's got to show it.
We'll see. We'll find out. We'll find out this weekend because Florida's got a great defense, obviously, if Arch comes to play and how Arch Manning plays.
All right. We'll stay in college football. Jake, what do we have up next?
Bet365 is paying out before the final whistle.
Check out Bet365's unrivaled early payout offer. When you bet on a team to win and they take a 17-point lead, you get paid no matter the final score. Forget the final whistle and start counting that cash. Hold up. You get early payout on parlays, too.
Download the app and see why it's never ordinary at Bet365. Gambling problem? Call 1-800-GAMBLER. 21 plus only. Must be physically located in Ohio. T&Cs apply.
Not coming from Brent Veach and Andy Reid, and it's not coming from Sean McVay. It's coming from the Cleveland Browns. And you're seeing exactly
why it's not coming from those guys? Because they didn't draft him. They didn't want him to begin with. This was the one team that wanted him, and they're telling you he's behind. Maybe it's not a grand conspiracy. Maybe everybody is right, and the Shador fans, you wackos. Maybe it's your guy is just not ready. Maybe you got to come to grips with it.
The Ken Carmen Show with Anthony Lima on Apple Podcasts, Spotify, and wherever you get your podcasts.
The last thing.
Georgia and Penn State are coming off of losses in marquee spots against marquee teams. Who do you trust to bounce back and cover a big number this Saturday? Is it the Bulldogs laying 20.5 at home against Kentucky or Penn State laying 24.5 at UCLA?
I would say Georgia. UCLA did cover last week in the first game without Deshaun Foster. And UCLA still has Nico at quarterback. What did I say? Deshaun what?
Foster? It was almost like a Watson / Foster.
Yeah. That's exactly what it was. You're right.
Yeah. I mean, Foster, in fairness,
Foster, Australian for stupid. Nick Costos. Oh, I thought the Cubs might have had a big one. Okay, we're still 2-0 Cubs. Bases juiced. Okay. One out. Let's go, Cubbies. Let's get some more runs.
Let's do it. Now, come on.
So I'm gonna give you a Feliz Naritov thought here. Georgia lost last week. They're 20.5 against Kentucky. I don't think anyone's gonna want to bet Georgia. I think Georgia wins, and I think Georgia covers. Now, maybe Penn State covers also, but I definitely trust Georgia more. So if I had to pick one, I'd lay the Georgia Bulldogs.
I think I'd lay Penn State. Like, I'll lay the 24.5. Because, you know, Mark Stoops, big dog, he brings it down to the mud. Like, road or home, that's my only concern with Georgia here. I can see Georgia winning by 17 and that being fine. But Kentucky just, like, they play these ugly football games, and it's hard to cover big numbers in ugly football games. So for me, it would be the Nittany Lions that I would lay it with 24.5. Jake, what do we have up next?
One last thing.
I am of the mindset, Nick, in Major League Baseball, that not only will we see the NLCS this Saturday, I think it'll also be the beginning of the World Series between the Dodgers and the Phillies. Who do you have winning the series? Dodgers minus 125, Phillies plus 105.
I think Phillies have home field and they're the dogs, so I think you have to bet the Phillies, right? If it's a coin flip series.
Yeah, I like Philadelphia a lot.
I don't know if
pitching staff
I don't. Oh, Cubs for double play. Padres get out of the inning, only 2-0. That sucks.
Yeah, it's meat left on that bone. It's unfortunate.
Damn it. Well,
they're up 2-0.
I'm going to bet the Phillies. The Dodgers bullpen, I think, is very scary and in a bad way, if you like the Dodgers. Now, like, dude, like, Roki Sasaki was ridiculous last night.
Yeah.
When he came relief for the Dodgers. It can't all be Roki Sasaki. Did Kershaw make the roster? Is he on the roster? Have they announced that yet?
I don't know if they've announced that yet, but I know there was talks about using him out of the bullpen, though, for sure, like towards the end of the regular season.
So I think maybe we'll see if he's on the roster. If he is, I think you'll see him at some point in the series in relief. Jake's writing on the chat, like, use Glass now in the pen. Like, they may very well do that also, because their bullpen arms are not very good. So given the fact that I'll get plus money with the Phillies, like, I'll bet the Phillies in the series. But, Femi, I agree with you. I do think the winner of this series will win the World Series this year between the Phillies and the Dodgers.
Yeah, they can make the adjustments, and we'll see what they end up doing. But until they make those adjustments, I'm going to be working from the mindset that this Dodgers bullpen is just going to be the death of their team this year.
Tyler says that Kershaw will be on the roster for the Dodgers. So we'll see.
Okay,
so Dave Roberts has said it. So that means, like, we're going to see Clayton Kershaw out of the bullpen for the Dodgers.
There we go. I mean, adds a little bit more intrigue to the series.
Yeah, long time excellent playoff performer, Clayton Kershaw. That will be a great way for his career to end with a postseason flame out like so many of the others. Yeah, I'll bet the Phillies in the series against the Dodgers.
Dodgers up 4-2 in Game 5 in Philadelphia. They turn to Kershaw, and then here's Schwarber with a 3-run jack. See you later, Phillies.
That might be how it ends.
Seriously, I like the Phillies quite a bit as well. All right, Jake, hit us with the last one that we have.
The final thing.
Tonight, Nick, your team. Game 3. Winner take all. Red Sox at the Yankees. Big time game with this rivalry. Is tonight a legacy game for two-time AL MVP Aaron Judge?
Oh, man. I would say
Captain.
No. I will say no, only because if he goes like 4-for-4 tonight with 2 homers and like drives in 6 runs and the Yankees win, like, that'll be awesome. It will be for sure. But if he follows that up by batting like 120 in the ALDS, like, no one's going to care. Like, Judge has entered the zone now, and this is like hot take, first take on a sports thing, but it's true. Mm-hmm. Judge has entered the zone. He's in the Bond zone right now where he's got to win. Like, you got to win a championship or nothing else matters. Or, like, it's got to be like Bonds in the 0-2 World Series against the Angels where, like, the Giants lost, but, like, Bonds was amazing in that series.
Yeah,
it was not the reason they lost. So, no, like, Judge got to do way more than this. It's a legacy October for Aaron Judge, not just tonight.
Yeah. Maybe he can earn some more pinstripes, though. I mean, do or die game against the rivals, this will go a long way in helping out that legacy.
Like, it wouldn't hurt. I just think he's got more work to do, even if the Yankees win this game tonight. All right, quick break, and on the other side, final hour, power hour. All our bets for tonight, Yankees, Red Sox, Rams, Niners, and we start the hour getting bets from our friend, Jay Croucher.
We'll be right back with You Better You Bet on the BetMGM Network. Make it legendary.
Listen up, football fans. You won't want to miss this.
Right now, new Bet365 customers bet $5 and get $200 in bonus bets, win or lose. So you could turn that $200 into something bigger when you bet on Moneyline, Spread, Totals, Player Props.
$200 in bonus bets when new customers bet $5. I know where I'm going to bet from now on. Download the app today and see why it's never ordinary at Bet365. Gambling problem? Call 1-800-GAMBLER. 21 plus only. Must be physically located in Ohio. Fee and fees apply. In app only.
Kevin Stefanski and Andrew Berry, do you think that they are good at what they do?
Yeah, I think so. Well, Stefanski, two-time coach of the year. Andrew Berry, I don't know. Do we blame the Haslams for the Deshaun Watson debacle?
The questions and the criticisms are more about ownership than anybody on the sideline or in the GM.
He's the head coach of a franchise owned by Jimmy Haslam, so who knows? If you put him in a more stable situation with a less volatile compound in the owner's box, maybe you'd get more.
The Ken Carmen Show with Anthony Lima on Apple Podcasts, Spotify, and wherever you get your podcasts.